All right, we back. Big Vern, Slade Diddy, John Mayer. You all right, man? Because you know what? I forgot your name because you ain't say much in that interview right there, man. Tim the Dirty Dog, Drive Time, we in the building. Yusha Bell, a great friend of ours, is in the building. She has, this program, and I have to say, Slay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You should be pushing this program.
Yeah, no, she's about her business.
She is about her business. And you know what?
I don't really like her, but she about
her
business.
I was going to say that. You know, because you're always talking about Scorpion, like, I'm mm-hmm. Scorpion and that. But no, she's really about her business.
No, she definitely is.
I reached out to Yush, and we had a conversation about something. Boom. I look up, like, oh, damn, hey, Yush. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. she's about her business. So, Yush, talk to mm-hmm. me, man. This is an opportunity, and I really want to know what's going on with the program. I know that someone had reached out to me and said that they were interested in doing some things and they had went through some stuff, and I just quickly pushed them to you. And I did that only because you were able to come here and tell us what you were doing. Mm-hmm. So immediately when someone mentioned it, I said, listen, I know someone you could talk to and she could help you. And we don't have to say no names, but I know you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But thank you for that. That's why we network and do what we do, so that we know the appropriate people to, like, navigate people who they're looking for, certain services or whatever it is that they're looking for. And she came through. Okay. She came through, and she's trying to set up an event with another organization to help us, like, fundraise and stuff to support our program.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So thank you for sending her our way.
No, thank you for coming here and give me the opportunity to have somebody, like, fresh on my brain, you know, to be able mm-hmm. to say, okay, yeah, I know what to do. And I think that's what I was trying to explain to Jahmir, and Slade knows this, and Tim knows it. Like, with us being on the radio, it's a platform, and sometimes people just come to us and they ask us these questions that we don't have the answers to. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Slade have gone through this for 5 years. Like,
wow, it's really been that long?
5 years. Yes. Wow. We've been on the radio. Yep.
Congrats.
From Barbershop Talks. Thank you. We're about to get an award, too, man. Everybody got to come out and check
about
us out.
Your business.
Yeah, man. But tell us what you guys been up to and what's new. And I wanted to ask you, because I don't know, Rebecca was telling us, and Rebecca is from the domestic violence, and she was saying that with the new policies that's coming down, that some of the federal money is going to be taken away from certain things. Now, I'm wondering, is that going to affect your program and the way that you guys move, or are you guys going to be okay?
Well, we're not for profit. So yeah. Everything we do on our own. Mm-hmm. So we're basically go to the streets, and if the streets is willing to give to us, then we're good money, regardless of what policies come through the pike. The only way policies affect us is when it comes to getting people in treatment and things like that, when it starts mm-hmm. affecting that kind of stuff. But that's what we're battling already. So
okay.
It won't be nothing new.
So what do you guys got going on?
Well, I have, for those who aren't familiar about why we continuously come up here as YPR, or Young People in Recovery, Vern and Slay were gracious enough to give us more or less a monthly slot to give local recovery its shine, which I think is important, and I think it's necessary. And so we had this vision that once a month we would bring somebody new on to the show to tell their story and slash also use it as a promotion to let you know and the community know what's going on with us or recovery related in the community. So I brought one of our chapter members who's actually our employment lead. And what that means is we have different kinds of leads and different pillars in our what we're set out to do is, like, help people with, like, employment, housing, education. Those are the three, like, special specific pillars that we focus on. Mm-hmm. And he's our employment one. So what he would do is go out and, like, network with all kinds of employment recovery friendly people who will be okay enough to hire somebody in recovery and won't, like, discriminate against them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. Or they will get, like, this, become resource savvy as far as employment places, period. So that if somebody who was fresh seeking or in recovery was looking for, like, all right, I need to get my feet, I need to start with a job or whatnot, they'd be like, oh, well, I know this person's hiring this person, you go here, try this, you know. That's what we do as far as employment, housing. And so we decided to bring Eric on board. Eric, come hither. And he's going to talk to you. What we do is every once a month we're supposed to be having workshops that will, this month we're having a messaging training tomorrow. We're having a messaging training tomorrow. And what messaging training does is like give people, I don't want to call it the appropriate language, but like recovery friendly language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that when they're speaking, it's not further stigmatizing addiction. You know what I mean? So yep. Like instead of saying, "Hi, my name is Yushabel and I'm an addict," you would say, "Hi, I'm Yushabel and I'm a person in recovery." You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just changing
okay.
the language so it doesn't sound as dirty and people give you that side eye. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing tomorrow is we're doing a messaging training. We have new people, new members on board who want to be more hands-on. And so they're not very familiar with the language. And, you know, so we give them, like, the training. And so they can go out and do this, what we're doing right now. So I'll let Eric tell you what he's been up to since next month or this month. It's this month. Yeah, it is this month. This month is going to be our first, like, real workshop that we're doing. And it's employment. And since he's the employment lead, we figured we'd come on here and anybody that's employment, looking for employment or whatnot. You
okay.
know.
Cool.
Come on in, Eric.
Come on in, Eric. Come on I see in. You over there shining, man. My boy coming up here, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me.
Real quick, though, sidebar, though, Todd also trained my brother.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So I thought it was funny that he was up here. Well, yeah, I'm Todd.
Todd's the guy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Todd is the guy. Eric, pull up a little closer
yeah, you
got
to get right there. Act like you're a rapper. You're about to spit your first, your best 16 right now.
Here without pushing Ushabel over.
Yeah, yeah. Right there.
All
right. So she said something about you guys have the message. You're changing the dialogue of the way that, you know, you converse. Yeah. Jai, I think he more nervous than you, and he's bigger than you, dog. He mad nervous. I seen him nervous before on the radio.
Yeah, no, it's not even about that. Yeah, you're talking about the messaging training. I mean, it's really just it's really just training the people that's in our chapter in a way that's supposed to be talking to people and bringing YPR out there. You know, there's certain things that you're supposed to be saying. Like she said, for example, it's not like you don't classify as an addict, you know, you're a person in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different things that we try to take away the stigma, like she said. She pretty much summed most of it up, you know. I mean, I believe it's the, 22nd or the 21st we're having the employment. Why are you looking
tell
at
me? Employment.
You're supposed to be running this. You got that huge binder and everything. You're supposed to have these things on lock. It's going to be the 21st. Yeah, the 21st of February.
Okay, where at?
We're going to hold it where? At the Solaris? Yeah,
oh,
the Solaris
okay.
on Warren Street. And a couple of the agencies, am I allowed to say their names? Like,
Yeah.
A couple of the agencies that I went out and reached out to was like the CGCC. I believe that's Columbia Green Camp. Yeah. The workforce building over there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they said that they're totally on board. You know, CoArc, they're totally on board. I've been talking to Northeastern Career Planning and Mental Health. They're they're looking like they're going to be a possible candidate too. So really, the whole point is to bring all these work agencies together and basically get the word out there, you know, and have these different resources for other people in recovery to, you know, tap into. So that's really like the gist of my section in the employment lead. You know, there's other people that take up different leads. Like there's the housing lead, there's the recruitment lead, there's all different types. And as long as everyone does their job, you know, we can keep on growing in the community and keep on outreaching to them.
This is a question that we've asked you before, but does everybody that is a part of the organization, are they a person in recovery, or is it maybe my aunt was in recovery, so I have a connection to that, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
how's that work?
It's different. It's different stipulations that come along with it. I mean, like, you don't have to be in recovery. You don't have to be a young person in order to be a part of YPR. So it's kind of like yeah, you could be affected by addiction in some way, shape, or form, or you could just want to help out your community. You know, there's different, it's not like any one specific thing like, oh, you can't come here if you're not in a recovery, or you can't come here if you're not young. Like,
mm-hmm.
Nah, we open the doors to everybody pretty much.
How would someone get in contact with you guys if they didn't know me or Slay or you?
Well, I mean, we have different avenues to take. I mean, we have our own, like, Facebook page, YPR, Hudson, and I believe we have, like, it's a national grassroots organization, so you can look it up online. You can just type in something as Young People in Recovery, YPR, in Google, and it'll pop up, and we have our own website and everything like that, and you can get involved in the group, see how you can get contacted with people and connected, so... Yeah, there's more than one way.
Email. Phone, yeah. Any like a phone number that you guys have, or
so the email is yprhudson@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then our phone number that we freshly just got is 518-290-8018.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what's up.
And yeah, to further answer your question, no, you don't have to be, because I'm personally not in recovering, but I mean, I've been affected by it my whole life in some aspect of it, so mm-hmm. But no, anybody who's down for the cause can come do their thing, because everybody's been affected by it by some way. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Slay,
what makes, you know, working for a place like YPR important to you both? I would say,
I mean, for me personally, I mean, I am somebody that's in recovery, you know. I succumbed to addiction in my past, and you know, it keeps it green for me. You know, it's kind of like it keeps my hand in my own recovery. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Kind of like it doesn't help. Like, I don't veer away from my main objective as long as I stay involved and active with these people. You know, it's like me personally. Like I was addicted to heroin for about over a year or so, and I feel like if I were to break away from the point that I'm at right now and how active I am in my own recovery, you know, then I might fall back into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a good chance that maybe I won't. But, you know, I'm not willing to take that chance. I can't afford that type of loss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can honestly say I love the person I am today, so it's worth that to me, you know?
Yeah, well, I respect well
that.
Said.
Yeah, yeah, I respect that. I'm going to give you the clap, though. I respect that.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. I don't be handing them out like that no more.
Just hand out.
I don't hand them out, but I'm going to give you the clap. I respect that. So, Yush, what we want to do.
Oh,
okay. No. I want to let you guys get everything out right now, because you know it's 5:30. And, like, whenever we have you guys on, we like to have you on right before 5:30. Because we want to, like, you know, bring it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so go ahead. If you want to repeat everything that you guys got going, just let us know.
When you say bring it up a little bit, what do you mean by that exactly?
When we have content, yeah. heavy shows
that
we want to get, like, the not the work side of the guests. Like, we want to get the real side.
Okay, relax. Okay. And, yeah.
I was just going to say. When we're, like, highlighting recovery, that is the upper.
No, it is. Yeah. It is the upper. But, like, just from the young man's story, you know, you feel this capacity. And we're men, and we don't like to show our emotions. So, basically, what we're trying to say, whenever we're trying to feel like emotions is coming out, we want to make us laugh. So, that's what that means.
Yeah. Okay.
Always women trying to change the game, right?
She switched their chair. What exactly do you mean? Now you want to go Scorpion. You did good the whole show, and now you want to go Scorpion.
Oh, man.
Made a little rhyme.
I just wanted to add to it. A lot of the time, people stick to that kind of program, especially when they are in recovery, because all you need is purpose to keep you humble like that. And once you start giving back to the community, it just gives you more and more reason to stay clean, or if you're not in recovery, finding purpose, like you're actually seeing that you're making a difference in your community, other people's lives or whatnot. It just gives you more motivation to, and then you just get tired of, like, the system interfering with people trying to seek recovery when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many different obstacles. Like for my personal story, you know, my father, when I was ready to take him to rehab, we brought him to the hospital, And they told me he wasn't sick enough. And I literally had to have him hostage in my car and drive around and watch this man become so physically sick, like hunchbacked over, throwing up, aches all over his body. Like I physically had to watch him become so ill because they told me he wasn't sick enough.
And what exactly did they mean by that? I mean,
because there's like this scale that if they don't reach this certain amount, he doesn't reach all the symptoms that qualify him to enter into our detox unit. You know what I'm saying? Wow. These are obstacles that it's like, that's, I don't want to, what I'm saying? That's just doing too much. Like, what do you mean? This man, you know how hard it was for me to finally get this man to agree to come? And you're going to turn, he's going to be in so much pain, he's going to say, F it, and not want to go through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing to these people? And so fighting the system for, and that's just one little obstacle that comes along with it. The advocacy part of what we do is important for those who have been through those roads just like I have. You know what I mean?